Redefining the Kilogram. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. At the International Bureau of Weights and Measures near Paris, a smooth metal disc weighing exactly 1 kilogram sits inside a sealed glass chamber. In fact, it's the kilogram. For 120 years, that piece of metal has been the weight that all other weights have been compared against. But Richard Steiner, a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, says having a physical object as a standard isn't the best choice.
And the problem with that is an artifact gets dirty, and you have to clean it. And the question is, well, did they clean it enough? Did they clean it too much?
That's why he and his colleagues have spent years developing a new standard, one that defines the kilogram using a carefully designed machine.
Essentially, what we have is a giant scale, and it's really an electric motor and an electric generator combined. That's simply the way it works.
A standard like this one could be recreated anywhere in the world, just like the atomic clock that now defines time and the laser apparatus that defines length. What's more, Steiner says it would be more accurate and stable, important for international trade and manufacturing, where lots of tiny weight differences can really add up. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.